everyone. This is Top of the Online Big Blue. We're bringing you the best in New York Giants sports talk entertainment. Hello, we're going to try to do a video a day, I'm thinking. Why? I don't know why. Because you know what? We're getting closer to the end of OBB. New things on the horizon. We're going to have a live stream on Wednesday, which is mañana, to talk about New York Giants, to talk about everything that's going on in reference to them rocketing into the playoffs against the vaunted Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to be curious to see how this plays out and how this game plays out, because you look at the matchup, and as a Giant fan, you got to be a little excited about this matchup, because if you look at the way Minnesota plays and you look at the way the Giants plays, these two teams kind of are tailor-made for each other. The Minnesota Vikings defense is suspect at best. They may have a difficulty stopping Saquon Barkley. And Daniel Jones always seems to have career days in the dome. So, I mean, if you are looking at a game that is more than winnable for the New York Giants, it would be this game. It would be this coming up Sunday. Because they are, like I said, they opponent-wise, they match up well. Now, there are some issues in reference to going up Minnesota, playing in the dome. I know Dable kind of came out yesterday and said that playoff experience is highly overrated. I don't believe that. You take a look at the Arizona Cardinals, who made the playoffs last year, and Kyler Murray threw up a stinker. The whole Arizona team threw up a stinker. So you have to kind of look at it from that regards. I do think that playoff experience helps calm a young team. It helps them understand what they're going to be going up against and how the game and the fluidity of the game is going to flow. And sometimes, if you ever watch a first-time team in the playoffs, the first quarter is always the worst quarter. It truly is, because of the fact that, especially if you're going up more of against a veteran-laden team, because of the fact that there is so much energy, there's so much hype, you have so much adrenaline, and you want to do so much that a lot of times what happens is you kind of run into a buzzsaw a little bit. Because of the fact that you've never been there before. You don't know what to expect. You don't know what to experience. Sean McVay is a great example. Sean McVay, you know, had his Rams in the Super Bowl against the wily veteran Bill Belichick, and look how that kind of played out. You have to think about it that way. It was the experience, in my mind, that pushed Belichick and the Patriots to that Super Bowl win. And then, you know, McVay got a little bit more experience, got a little bit more playoff experience. You know, he had that experience after coming in and playing the Pats. You know, so they you know, and I find it interesting that the year after they beat the Pats, I mean, excuse me, lost to the Pats, they went 9-7 and didn't even make the playoffs. It was the following year that they went 10-6, were second in the NFC West, and then they lost to the Packers in the divisional game. But you know what? This team kept gaining experience. They kept gaining experience, gaining talents, and what happened? They won in 2001. They went 12-5, and they won. Now, I'm not saying the Giants are going to lose the game because of this. I'm just saying that I don't think that playoff experience is overrated. I think that is the key phrase of a coach who's on a team that does not have playoff experience. Because what do you want him to say? You want him to say we're going to suck because we don't have any playoff experience, that we may have the early jitters because it's a one and done situation? No, of course he's going to say playoff experience is highly overrated. But I just think that in some regards, we need to just understand that I do think experience is important, especially in these types of atmospheres. And I mean, at the end of the day, the Giants just need to be the Giants. They need to approach the game like they've approached the game for the last 17 weeks or 18 weeks. They just need to approach this as a game. It looks like we're going to get some guys back on defense. It looks like Leonard Williams, Azeez Ojulari, and Dory Jackson may be on the field, or should be on the field on Sunday. We don't know yet. Like I said, it's way too early to speculate if these guys are going to be making or getting on the field. But it's a playoff game. It's one and done. You know what? You suck it up. You go out there medical staff does not allow you to go out there. I always talk about the game I played with after I dislocated my shoulder. You know, it was an important game enough for the team that the coach was like, "You're fine," you know, and they popped the shoulder back in. I had limited mobility, but you know, it was almost a one and done situation. Same thing. So you just went back out there and you did what you had to do. You know, as a player, when you're injured, you always feel like you could contribute. But the difficulty is walking that tightrope. Can you contribute to the fact that are you contributing or are you going to be a detriment to the team? And I think that's going to be on the training staff. That's going to be on Dable. And you have to think that that is where we are going to go with this. And I, like I said, I have all the trust in the world in my man crush, Brian Dable. And, you know, my semi-man crush of the Shane and not. But, you know, I just want this team to be prepared for the atmosphere in Minnesota. And I think they will. But like I said, if you just look at this matchup, and I said this, when did I say this? I said this a couple weeks back. I said this during the Minnesota game as well, that there is just something about these two teams. Yeah, I understand that the Vikings are 13-win season, but they have problems. They have issues. You know, they have, I like Kirk Cousins as a quarterback. You have to worry about Jefferson. You got to worry about Thiem. You got to worry about Cooks. I mean, there's just so many things offensively that you need to worry about. And that's what I think we need. I think that's what we need to focus on. But I don't know. There's just, to me, there is just something there that if you take a look at this matchup, that I'm not saying the Giants have the advantage. I'm not saying that whatsoever. Let's see what is the Vegas odds right now on the Giants Vikings. Let's go, because I always go to Vegas because Vegas is, you know, their job, and I've talked about this a million times before. Vegas's job is to make money. Right now they're 5.5-point favorites, according to Vegas right now. No, that's December. That was December 24th game. So let's see. Let's see right now what the odds are with the Vikings here. So it looks like the Vikings right now, depending on whom you're looking at, they're 3.5-point favorites. You know, that's a small number to have against the Giants at home. You know, but the Vikings are one of these teams that they have been a playoff choker. A playoff enigma. You know, they can have these. They, even going back to, you know, to Randall Cunningham and Warren Moon, and I don't want to go back to like Fran Tarkenton and people like that, and Wade Wilson and you know, play people like that. We're not gonna get into that. But they've been a playoff choker. Jim McMahon getting crushed by Lawrence Taylor. We're not gonna get into that. But if you look at this team, you look at this matchup, the Giants should have more than their opportunities against this defense to put up points. You have Saquon Barkley. You have Daniel Jones in the dome. People are going to be like, oh, you're being nice to Daniel Jones. You're turning the corner. No, I'm not turning the corner, but I'm telling you this. Daniel Jones has had multiple career games in a dome. Again, I look at things from an outside perspective. I take my fan hat off, and a lot of people should do that, but we're not going to get into that. We might get into that in the live stream. But, you know, or towards the last live stream of the channel, I'm probably gonna get into all that. But he's had career days in the dome. So that's what you need to look at. If there was the most favorable matchup for the Giants right now, to me it would have been the Vikings. I would not have gone to San Francisco. But right now, the Vikings, to me, there's the Giants' opportunity, there's a chance. And sometimes all, you know, like we've said it before, sometimes all you need is a chance.
Telling me there's a chance.
Yeah! And why there's always that chance. Mike Kafka there's been a request from the Carolina Panthers to interview Mike Kafka for the head coaching job. I think this is just a feeler interview. I think this is a box checking interview, to be perfectly honest. I think the direction that the Panthers have gone, coaching wise, for some reason, I feel they're going to go with someone that has a little bit more experience. Someone that has a little bit more of a demeanor in reference to moving forward and head coach. I know people are going to point out McVay and a couple other coaches, but even if you look at old Dable had experience, multiple years of experience as an offensive coordinator. You look at Kafka's career. This is his first year as a coordinator. It gets very dangerous when you go and accept, go after a coach that has minimal experience even as a coordinator and expect he's going to be multitudes as successful as a head coach. People forget McVay was the head coach of Miami of Ohio. So he already had head coaching experience. Like I said, I think this is just more of a feeler interview, to be perfectly honest. So I'm not too overly concerned about it. I am going to be more concerned about it when more of the jobs start opening up and we get after the season that more teams are going to start looking at Wink. I thought Wink 3 years ago should have been the choice for the Giants head coach. I did an entire video about it. Actually, I did like three videos on it because I felt his demeanor fit the city. And I know we're kind of probably getting away from the defensive coordinator selection. I've said this a million times before. The NFL runs in cycles, especially with head coaches. You know, you'll have offensive coordinators, you'll have defensive coordinators. It'll be the flavor of the year or the flavor of the month that rolls around. That team start looking at. We had, you know, it was 1 year it was big on college head coaches. So it'll be curious. Like I said, I am concerned more about Wink. Like I said, I do believe Kafka will be back. I think it's a good situation for Kafka in reference to if you take a look at the way and the direction the Giants are going right now, I think he could use a little bit more seasoning there. Everyone's looking at the last two games of the season and no one's looking at the longevity of the season. There were so many people in the middle of the season and more towards even week 14 that wanted to have Dable call the plays. But you know what? As certain fans are just fickle. Their minds changes with the prevailing winds. So I wish Kafka luck, but I do think he's going to be back. We have to look, like I said, I am more concerned about the Wink or not, but you know what? We'll figure it out then. Big live stream tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Dahmer, probably. Maybe a couple other special guests. We're going to be talking about all the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to talk about the history of the Minnesota Vikings and the Giants in the playoffs. And you know what? It's going to be fun these last couple weeks. So let's enjoy it. Let's go for the ride. Big news coming up, though, during the stream tomorrow. Don't miss it. We're going to clearly spell out what is happening with the channel, where I am going, what I'm going to be doing. Hopefully people will enjoy the new direction of the new projects. And you know what? We're gonna have a lot of fun with it. And I just hope that the people that have enjoyed this channel and spent the last 3 years really helping make this channel what it is, and even the people that hate the channel, you know what? I give you big props as well. Because of the fact that a lot of people watch the channel just because they hate me. I get plenty of emails about that as well. And I got plenty of messages and DMs on that as well. That people just watch it because they hate me. Which, you know, I have no problem with that. I like it. I like when people hate me. And when people hate me, it always reminds me of that scene from Howard Stern's movies years ago, Private Parts. When he's talking to when the station manager is talking to the program director and they're reading the ratings and they're like, he sits there and says that people that love him listen for, you know, 48 minutes a day because they want to hear what he's going to say next. And people that hate him listen for twice that amount of time, listen for an hour and a half a day because of even though they hate them, they want to know what he's going to say next. So I give all the shout outs to the people that love the channel, people that hate the channel. And you know what, Giants, you know what time it is?
Gotta get to work.
It's time to get to work. Let's get these playoffs rolling on. This is Tim. This is Online Big Blue. Bring you the best of New York Giants sports talk entertainment.
My name is Willie. Craving, I keep the ladies. Craving, and all my fans. Got screaming. You can defeat me. You're dreaming.